WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans winning enough seats to control the House of Representatives. ABC News projecting that. That means that the GOP does have control of all of Congress and the White House. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz, a former Florida congressman, if confirmed, he would lead the Department of Justice, which for years led an investigation into Gaetz for alleged sex trafficking. That investigation has since been dropped. For Director of National Intelligence, Trump has chosen former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who left the Democratic Party and became another loyal Trump supporter. The new attorney general in Los Angeles County, California, not as willing to release the Menendez brothers based on new evidence.
There will be no cloud over whatever decision I do, because I will spend the time to thoroughly review the facts and the law.
Nathan Huckman, the brothers killed their parents in 1989, but the outgoing DA has been pushing for them to get out of prison. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Kenosha School District parents voiced their concern following a frightening incident at an elementary school during a Monday night school board meeting. A 13-year-old boy tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary School last week with what was initially believed to be a semi-automatic rifle. The first electric charging stations are going online at Quick Trip. The company announced Wednesday a set of chargers has been installed in West Salem and that the system will run off an app called Quick Charge. The stations will offer plugs for both major vehicle standards and can charge at 150 kilowatts. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for your help locating black bear dens across the state. The agency says it's critical to have accurate information so they know how to handle bear harvests. That includes GPS coordinates, photos of the den, and area descriptions. Find out more at the DNR's website.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today, although we may see a few breaks in the clouds by late this afternoon. Our high right around 50. Tonight, 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 53. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, 56. We'll get to 57 on Sunday. You want to be the one with the best barbecue in the neighborhood? Then you got to have Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. 704 with Soul Asylum on Max FM.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep, there's no way out. This time I have really let myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for the runaway train. Earth and sky, somehow I just don't.
laughing at the rain. A little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow neither here nor there. Runaway train, never coming back. Runaway train, tearing up the track. Runaway train, burning in my face. Runaway, but it always seems the same.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you. 7:08 on Thursday morning. We'll take a quick look at your forecast. Today we are expecting morning drizzle, patchy fog, and it will be cloudy throughout the day with a high of 51. Tomorrow morning we will see patchy fog again. Tonight it will be mostly cloudy with a low of 37. Friday, early morning fog, it'll be mostly sunny, a high of 53. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 38. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 54. Looking ahead to Sunday, it's going to be warm and seasonable. Partly sunny, a high of 56. Looking ahead to next week, highs start out in the mid-50s with rain chances, and by the end of the week, it is going to cool down. We are monitoring that system to get a better idea of what to expect by the end of the week. We know there's a lot of important events going on, so we will monitor that. Currently 42 degrees and drizzly outside, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I am doing well. I do have to say this weather, it's hard to get rolling with a whole ball of energy this morning here with this weather. It is harder, but you know, we'll the sun's up, you know, it's still light outside, so it's not dark and raining, so that's a little bit better. But
right?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I think that it's a happy Thursday, right? Let's just go for that. Happy Thursday. There's actually a weird little I don't know why we seem to always like talk about like happy hours and things right away in the morning. Something came up yesterday, but there's a goofy little canned beverage called a Happy Thursday, which I think is just funny because it just kind of leads into the whole, it's in a bright pink can. And I've never actually tried it. I've just seen it because it's a new product and I'm not trying to plug it or anything. Just please know that I'm not doing that. It just came out of my mouth, Happy Thursday. And I think that's their idea of their marketing anyways. So we're going to just lean into the Happy Thursday theme and in terms of our own mornings and our own awesome 99.7 Max FM and Civic Media world.
Well, you know, and as soon as you tell me about this, I have to go look at what it is. So, I mean, I get the Googles going already because you had me curious. And this is a product made by Molson Coors. If you want to find out about it, drinkhappythursday.com. They have strawberry, pineapple, starfruit, black cherry, and mango passion fruit. It does contain alcohol. There's spiked refreshers is what they're known as. So the pink one is a strawberry, in case you were curious. And yeah, black cherry sounds kind of good. Actually, the pineapple star fruit. Oh, I like mango too. All right, I'm closing that tab right now.
Yeah, close that tab. That's not why we're doing this. And this is why they give us the license to like have free talk morning radio so we can talk about Happy Thursday. We're talking about the day of the week,
the
folks
day,
out there.
Yes. And in case anyone's wondering, water.
Water is what we have in the morning, maybe tea or coffee, your favorite, you know, hot beverage, especially on a morning like this. I myself am having some chai green tea because that has some really good health properties. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around right now, and I just kind of want to warn everybody. There's a lot of stuff going around right now. I'm not sure, not feeling 100% myself, so the tea sounded like a nice start to the day today. You know, chai and things like that have really good properties. Green tea has great properties for your stomach and your gut and all that stuff. So we'll do our little, you know, non-MD fakey health tips this morning. Green tea is definitely something good for you. Again, we are just morning show hosts, though, so please.
Yes, we are not medically certified professionals.
No,
we're professionals.
Nobody's paying
something
us to talk about Happy Thursday or chai tea. So we're just talking about it because it's funny.
We're professionals of something. We're not quite sure what it is. So
we are professionals of lots of things that have yet to be shenanigans. You know, like the doctors have MD after their names. Like we should have something like that after our name, like Master of Shenanigans, MS. Or something like that. I don't know.
Well, you could change out the M with an R letter, but this is a family-friendly morning show. We will behave ourselves today.
We are trying. We are trying, but it is Thursday. Yes.
Well, and this is what happens.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I was just going to say, it's leading into Friday, and then it leads into the weekend. So why not be happy about that? And I don't know, like, in a business world, like, Thursday tends to be a day that people are pretty happy, I think. They get through that you know, middle of the week hump day, which is the Wednesday, and they kind of are feeling, like, a little bit more like they're coasting into good stuff. So I often have had, like, fun meetings and fun outings and things on Thursday. So anyhow, enough about Thursday.
Most definitely. And, I mean, that's the part that I enjoy about Thursday, and it probably has something to do with the fact I'm going to be off most of tomorrow because I am actually going to work today, and then I'm actually coming back into work tonight. And so if I'm tired in the morning, you will know why, because I am going to be coming back in at 10 o'clock to do some work at headquarters, for lack of a better way of putting it. And so we have some things that we need to accomplish there. So yeah, it's going to be a long night. We have our engineering crew. A couple of us are going to be doing some project work, and that's where I put on my other hat. And then, I might be taking a nap by about 5 o'clock tonight is kind of where I'm headed. So
I think that's fair, Dave. I mean, you really do kind of pull some crazy hours, and I mean, that is media for you, right? Like the news and the things happen all the time. You don't, you know, you don't always get to have the regular schedule, but you do need to rest and you do need to sleep because, you know, you can't really take care of everybody else if you're not taking care of yourself. That's one thing I learned very early in being a new mom, and that is absolutely true, and I tried to hold that very dear because you take care of a lot of stuff, you know? I take care of a lot of stuff. We both take care of a lot of people, a lot of things. So let's, you know, you got to take care of yourself first. Otherwise, you're not delivering quality work, and you're not delivering quality time with the people that you're caring for. So, get that nap in, dude.
You got to take care of yourself.
Yep, I'm going to advocate for that for you.
Yeah, sure. I'm probably going to take a nap. I might find a good place for a nap at some point this afternoon at an undisclosed location. So we'll leave it at that because I don't want people finding me napping. But we do talk about that. As media, we do work a lot of strange hours. And last night I actually was doing a little bit of work. I got some information about a group that is going to be in need. They're going to be losing access to their facility, it sounds like, and I'm working to get an interview with them, and this is something that I want people to be aware of, and we're going to hopefully have this interview in place maybe as soon as tomorrow, and I'm working on getting all the details together today on this. This is something that's important not only to the Baraboo community but to Sauk County and the surrounding areas. And when I got this information last night initially, I've done some research on it and have reached out to the exact people that are involved in the situation. And it's something that is a very serious matter. It's very concerning. And I'm concerned, I will put it that way, because it does help others in this area. And so I will be working on that. We are hoping maybe to get that interview in sometime tomorrow, possibly, to get the word out of the help that they're going to need. And we're going to need to come together as a community to help. And that's something I just want all of our listeners to know, because as Emily and I've mentioned, this radio station is not about us. It's not about our morning show. It is about our listeners and the community. And that's what we are all about. That is why we do what we do. It is what led us to make the decision to move the radio station back to downtown Baraboo, back to Oak Street, in a better location on Oak Street. We originally were in Oak Street when I first started helping out the radio station, and we're going to be a block from there. We'll be in the Great Day Building, formerly the Wells Fargo Building. And so we want everyone to be listening, hopefully tomorrow. As soon as I get that interview secured, I will let everyone know. We will give enough information tomorrow morning of when it's going to air. And again, I'm putting on my serious hat because this is serious, and I am concerned for not just our community but the surrounding counties. And so that is what I can say at this point. I know that this is for sure something we will be talking about, and I can't go into all the details yet because I don't have them. So yes. That's all I'm going to say at this point, but I want our listeners to be aware of that. And this is you can tell just by my voice. We have goof off fun Dave, and when you have serious Dave, yes, I'm serious on occasion. And when I am, it's something that's important. I mean, you don't get that side of me too often unless it is that important, right, Emily?
Absolutely, yes. And I'm very much the same way in terms of being able to, needing to switch gears and all that, you know, energy and intensity that we do put into our goofy and fun personalities. Like Dave said, as soon as something serious comes into us and we know that it's important to share with you all out there, you will hear a change in the tone, and then you know that we are taking things very seriously. So thank you for that as much as you could give us so far, Dave, and we will look forward to hearing more. So definitely, you know, keep your dial or your phone app tuned into this station so you can learn more about this breaking news, as we'll call it, and we will fill you in as we know.
Exactly. And we will know more, and that's something we do know for sure. And so, all right, I am going to get off my serious side of the world here, because we do have fun in the morning show, and it doesn't take that much work for Dave to have fun. I mean, anybody that knows me knows that's the case. I mean, I totally am a goofball. That's why I love working here. That's why I love my job. And, you know, we were running in and out of the new building yesterday. I got a chance to see Emily in person yesterday. And,
woohoo!
You know,
that was fun. It's always weird to be like, hey, and I just talked to you, and I'll talk to you soon. But here we are.
Exactly.
Human entities. This is great.
And I had to see your dog yesterday come flying out of your office, and as I walk in there, that is just so... And I keep forgetting to bring dog treats with me. I got to make sure I bring dog treats with me, because we all have our pets, and eventually we know Stout will be in there as well, because he loves coming with me. And so I'm excited about that we have that ability to do that, because I love having him around. He's got such
a
great personality.
It's nice to have the office. Yeah, the office... dog or pet or whatever, if you will, within reason. It depends on what kind of work you do, and it depends on what kind of day is there and how many people are there and what's happening. Of course, you know, it's not an always dog place, but it's definitely for regular days, it's perfectly fine. It'll be nice for those two to meet. And it was super nice to see you guys, you know, in person yesterday, working so hard getting things set up at the radio station. And it is happening. There's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of people on deck that are moving things around. And I got to meet some other staff from the station, and there was just some really nice meeting of the minds, if you will, about, you know, if you have expectations about how things are going to go in general every day and every moment of your life, then you're kind of setting yourself up for this, like, you know, things just change throughout. And you just, if you're ready for that and don't have huge expectations of exactly how things are going to go, then you won't be flustered throughout the day. You know, yes, it's great to have a schedule. Yes, it's great to be, you know, expect things so you're not always surprised and like thrown off guard. But it is good to be kind of somewhere in the middle where your expectation is that you're not sure exactly how it's going to go, but it's going to go fine. And you've got a lot of help, you know, and I think that's what's going on with this, this move and this change. And, you know, this move and this change is big for us too, as our real estate company just moved, you know, in August, September.
Right.
So, I mean, we're all acclimating to this beautiful new building and the energy that's inside it and all of the new people and humans that are around making it happen, and the communities coming together to support all the things happening in the building. So, you know, I feel like this building is kind of, you know, being able to represent the community in a way that's just kind of alive and really cool. So it's just been fun having new people coming. I know, it's just an exciting space. You walk in and there's just always good energy in there. And, you know, having that little puppy come rolling out and to greet you in the morning is not the worst thing in the world either.
No,
he doesn't care
not.
About the treats, but he'll take them if you remember.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to talk about something that's kind of funny today. And we all know by trade I'm an IT guy, right? And that's what I have been doing for a long time. I'm just going to say that. No one needs to text in and say how long I've been doing IT. But I've been doing it a long time. And yes, I have gray hair and I'm missing a little bit of hair. And that is a lot to do with doing IT, of course. And so, you know, I made that decision in August that I was not going to do IT full time anymore. And it does not stand for I tried any smart Alex out there either. So that's the other good joke that some of my former
people in our
department.
Heard that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had some coworkers in our department that called it I tried. They're just hilarious. Just ask them. And so, you know, here I am the director of IT for Civic Media. That is partially my job duties. I'm also the station manager here and our new permanent morning show host with Emily. So,
boy.
And everyone's had people tell them that it's very important that their passwords are secret. So apparently a lot of Americans have made their password the actual word secret. I'm just putting my head. No, don't do that. You might as well put it on a post-it note and put it next to your computer or under your keyboard. That's the first two places I look, by the way. Don't do that.
That's an old school one, to put it on the post-it note under the keyboard.
Oh,
now I think
time.
It's more common. You know, you put it in your phone, put it in your notes, shoot yourself an email with it, in some kind of, you know, secret way, but not secret, not the word secret.
Not
I can't even believe
secret.
That. And the others are usually easy guessable passwords like 123456 or password. Like, come on. Come on. Like, our phones are making us make these fancy passwords now, which I still haven't, like, leaned into that because I'm like, how am I going to remember that? But, like, they're, like, 20 different characters that I don't, you know
right?
what I mean? They're, like, stuff that doesn't even exist on the phone keyboard. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll use that as long as you remember it, phone, because I'm not writing that down. But anyways, yeah, it says that everyone has had people tell them that it's very important that their passwords are secret, like Dave said. So they've chose the actual word secret. Every year, a company called NordPass has gone through all of the lists of hacked passwords, that get leaked on the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable ones that people are still using. The number one most commonly hacked password that Americans used in 2024 is secret. Come on, folks. Like, look at the technology out there. We've got, you know, we've got Google, we've got Facebook, we've got Instagram literally tracking us through satellite.
Right.
Like, don't make
don't,
password.
Yeah,
password,
don't use that.
Or don't make secret your password.
No, it took less than a second to be hacked and has been used more than 328,000 times. And the second worst, as Emily mentioned, 123456, which is the number one globally worst password. And I'm going to give some of the common ones out. And are I love you, baseball, princess, football, monkey, and sunshine. You can go to NordPass.com for the complete list. Don't use these. Password one. Don't even have password in your password. That is what it comes down to.
I mean, there's a lot of different choices you can make. And, you know, just throw in a couple weird characters. But definitely avoid password, secret, and then, you know, chronological numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or any numbers in a row. Just,
or
you know,
Q-W-E-R-T-Y.
QWERTY.
I'm just saying, I mean, that's what it comes down to. And, you know, I mean, I laugh when I see these things. And again, the IT guy in me is like, no!
No! There needs to be one of those, like, crashing sound effects for that. Like,
yeah.
No, you know, I mean, yeah, it's just, we don't have to say, again, we are not in charge of the world in terms of making passwords or not. But Dave does have, like, IT background. It doesn't stand for I tried. It stands for take his advice right now and don't do this. And we know all of the Barabubians and all of our listeners out there are too smart for this. But apparently the rest of the world is not, because they're still using this stuff. So let's rise above. If we're doing that, let's take a moment today. Happy Thursday. Change your password.
Change your password. If you want to text us what some bad password ideas are, feel free, 608-355-9970. But don't text us your actual password, please. Just saying. But you can text us some bad ideas of passwords, but do not text us your actual passwords. No, I'm kind of curious. So, yeah.
You just heard the, like, mean IT guy came out right there. Don't like that. So my dad was also a programmer, code writer, and IT person back in the 80s, and when that person comes out in him, he's like, oh, no, you're like the security IT guy comes out.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, settle down. And he's like, this is really serious. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I just heard that tone from you, Dave. That's not what we're used to hearing.
I was also a security guy, too. So there is part of it. So, yep.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah. So what's going to happen, Emily? We do have an interview with the Elks Club. They're going to be talking about their Christmas program. They have
awesome.
Some exciting things that are happening. So that'll be right after 7:30. We're going to talk with Jim about their Christmas Kids Day. They have a wonderful facility over on Oak Street, and so they outgrew that, so they're actually going to be hosting that at the Civic Center this year because their facility on Oak Street is not big enough. It's so cool to have them just down the road from us too.
Yeah.
I'm excited that they'll be just down the road from us, so that is great. So it's just, I will be talking with Jim shortly, so I want to mention that's coming up. But you know, I thought about it, Emily. I think I'm going to change my password to Kenny this morning. That way I have all Kenny logins. And he'll be up next.
No! We can't be having those.
Right?
Back, I tried at you. Because I think right there you tried with that one. And I think you actually told me that last week, too.
I did.
You can't just be repeating these terrible jokes. I mean, at least this one actually matched with the content that we were talking about. You should have held that one close until today.
If I would have known I was going to talk about it, I would have. But, yeah, so, and you know it'll be appropriate. It'll be danger zone, too, as we talk about passwords. So, yeah, text.
You know you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Text in those bad password ideas, 608-355-9970. Here's more Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
World-class Peruvian Creole singer Emmy Castro will grace the stage at Kona Michi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo Saturday, November 16th, starting at 8. Her powerful voice is immersed in a rich cultural tapestry that will captivate you. She is also joined by her four talented band members. Enjoy Peruvian desserts from Mune Pastry Shop. Be a part of this magical event this Saturday evening. Kona Michi Bar is located in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with the exceptional music and art.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at Baraboo.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Attention, taking you to touch and go.
99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant joined by Jim from the Bear Walks Lodge 688. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. We're excited to have you in today because we're going to be talking about the Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 107th Annual Children's Christmas Party. What can you tell our listeners about that today?
Well, thanks, Dave. Obviously, I wasn't at the first one, but I certainly was. I was at several of them, sitting in wet snow suits for many, many years. And like you said, this is our 107th consecutive Children's Christmas Party. We even did it during COVID, where we had to hand out stockings in front of our lodge, opening the door slightly and handing them out because we weren't about to break the string of parties.
Yeah, that's important. 107 of these, and it's December 14th at 1 p.m. And Jim, what can you tell us about it?
Okay, it's going to be held. We moved it this year to the Baraboo Civic Center Gymnasium. We ran out of room last year, which is a good thing, I guess. We had
Definitely.
So many guests and children came in that we had people virtually against the walls, and we said we have to do something different this year. So we have moved it to the Baraboo Civic Center at 1 p.m. on December 14th.
Okay, so that'll be at the Baraboo Civic Center, and that address is 124 2nd Street here in Baraboo. Again, we want to make sure everybody knows it's December 14th at 1 p.m. And what's going to happen on that day, Jim?
Well, we've increased the program from previous years. We're starting out with a magician for the children. Obviously, Santa's coming in for a visit, and we're going to hand out, as we have for so many years, a mesh stocking full of goodies, including fruit and some dental supplies, and Santa will visit with them. Beyond that, we have face painting, hot chocolate bar, ornament making, cookie decorating, snowflake design, and other surprises coming up.
This sounds like a very fun event. And of course, it's all about the kids, right, Jim? People need more information. What is the best way for someone to get in contact with you?
I guess I'm the co-chair to Santa. You can call me direct at 608-963-6726.
Okay, so you're saying that you're Santa's helper, Jim. Is that correct?
I've been helping Santa for many years. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And again, we want to give everyone that number again. So what is your number if they have questions?
608-963-6726. And may I add one thing, Dave?
Certainly.
As Santa's helper, obviously our costs have gone up, and I just found out they're 25% higher than last year. If there's anybody in the audience that would like to help this keep going, they could send us a monetary check to Baraboo Elks, P.O. Box 103, Baraboo, and then mark the check, Children's Party.
Okay, that's fantastic. We definitely want people to have that information. Now, is there any cost for people to attend this event, Jim?
This is totally free. It always has been free, and that's our intent, to keep it free for all the attendees.
Okay, and that's, again, why they're asking for donations and our community's help. So if you do feel inclined to help, you can feel free to mail that donation over, or if you want to call Jim and get in contact with him. One more time, what's your number, Jim?
Again, my phone number is 608-963-6726.
Okay, thank you for that. And again, the Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 Children's Christmas Party is December 14th at 1 p.m. They're holding it at the Baraboo Civic Center this year, 124 2nd Street here in Baraboo. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you stopping in.
Thanks, Dave.
You are very welcome. We appreciate you joining us as Santa's helper, Jim. So, again, you've got Santa's helper's phone number right there, folks. So, again, join the Baraboo Elks Lodge Children's Christmas Party December 14th at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Civic Center. This is Dave Grant with Max FM.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning honey wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Bucks were playing shorthanded last night, so Giannis Antetokounmpo put on his cape and led Milwaukee to a 127-120 overtime victory over the Pistons. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis poured in 59. Brooke Lopez added 29.
Just to be able to watch it and be a part of it for, you know, as long as I've been here, these 7 years now. I mean, to see the way he was tonight, I'm still seeing new stuff, and it's just, it's so special. You know, so I'm just going to cherish it night in, night out, but just let it inspire me, too.
It's the second straight win for the Bucks, who improved to 4-8. Packers back to work getting ready for Sunday's matchup against the Bears. Matt LaFleur has never lost to their division rivals from Chicago and are favored to keep that streak rolling this week. Men's college basketball, Green Bay beat Western Illinois 87-73. Longwood down Milwaukee 76-62. Women's side, Green Bay 74, UIC 71. South Dakota State beat Wisconsin 79-50. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Brushes and bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso and experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics, and more at a new artist space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Ask them about public and private paint parties and find the joy in connecting with your artistic self. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It is going to be cloudy today, although we may see a few breaks in the clouds by late this afternoon. Our high right around 50. Tonight, 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 53. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, 56. We'll get to 57 on Sunday. You want to be the one with the best barbecue in the neighborhood? Then you got to have Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Birthdays and anniversaries are up next. Here's Billy Joel.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new man in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. All right, we got
talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's still rock and roll to me. Billy Joel on Max FM. He's coming to AmFam soon. Looking forward to that. We are going to talk about celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. We're going to have those up right now, and then after that, we'll have Ben Bromley. He's waiting to tell us about Weekends Are Best, Emily. We have a few celebrity birthdays today for November 14th, and I'm going to start out with a couple of them. We got Mason Gooding, 28. He's Cuba Gooding Jr.'s son. And we have Vanessa Bayer. She's 43. Former Saturday Night Live cast member. The other one I had here was Russell Tovey is 43. That was the MI6 agent Harry Doyle on Quantico. That was a great show.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so we're looking at November 14th, so happy birthday to all of you out there. Dave hit up a few of them. Let me see here. Travis Barker, 49. Happy birthday, Travis. He was the drummer from Blink 182. He almost died in a plane crash 12 years ago, but their biggest hit, he is still with us, so happy birthday. Another year he made it. All the Small Things was one of their biggest hits. Let's see. Kurt Schilling, 58, former Boston Red Sox pitcher. So that's kind of exciting. Those of you who are baseball fans out there, obviously Boston Red Sox have like a long, sordid history of their baseball fame. So I do know a baseball fan out there that is listening for the first time. My good friend James is visiting us from the East Coast and got to have dinner with him yesterday.
Good morning,
hey,
James,
thanks for listening. Yeah, he's listening through the app.
Awesome.
So that's how that works when people are not in the tune-in listening area. So definitely hit up the app. It is Civic Media. Just pull up Civic Media app in your app store. And away you go, 99.7. Click on the mouse, and there you go. So
we're right there.
Who else we have? Oh, my gosh. Rev Run from Run DMC is 60 today.
I know. I wish we had some Run DMC in the playlist, but we don't.
Come on,
I was looking.
Do the magic.
I know there's a couple of, there's just some of those I can't even play on air either. So there is that part of
No.
I actually have that on my phone, but no, we are not playing that song. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, don't. I do have a cute, in place of Run DMC music, I have a cute image to have. I love Run DMC. Grew up, obviously, but that was, rap was beginning, when I was in my formative years. We, as a couple, having our first baby, we thought it would be super cute to put him in a Run DMC onesie. So we have great pictures of our newborn baby in a Run DMC onesie that's like
that's
way too big for him.
Awesome.
Because they didn't make him for newborns. They made him for like 6-month-old kids. So
right.
We didn't know what we were doing. So we put him in and took tons of pictures. So someday I'll try to dig that up. But, it's a 15-and-a-half-year-old picture at this old picture at this point. But, boy, it's just crossing two worlds of like beautiful new baby in Run DMC. So, anyways, happy birthday.
I take it back. I found it. Thank you, Rob, for your text. Walk this way with Run DMC. I found that in our playlist. I found where that was hidden. So, Rob,
nice.
Well done. So we'll have that up after Weekends is Best.
Because it's Aerosmith, too. That's why. Ooh,
yes.
Nice. Awesome. Way to go, team.
That's why we love our texting. And then we do have two local birthdays, and I need to get over to my list there because, I'm in here messing with the playlist, and that's how I roll.
I do need to wish
Mary Bellis a very happy birthday. Mary, if you are listening, or if the crew is listening with you, happy birthday. I'm not going to say how old you are, because I don't want to get in trouble with you later. But I want to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you're not working. But if you are working, I know you do very important work, and we appreciate everything that you and all of your coworkers do over there. So happy birthday, Mary. And then we had one other local one as well, Emily.
Yeah, I got this one. Megan Gruber, happy birthday today, November 14th. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. We don't have much more information on age or anything, so we're just going to say again, happy birthday, Megan, and happy birthday, Mary. You guys have a great day. It's going to be a good one, and we're just happy you're with us, and we're happy you were born on this day, whenever that was back then. So happy birthday, November 14th, to both of you.
And Jessica texted in the one for Megan. So Jessica wanted to make sure we wish Megan a happy birthday. So as a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in 608-355-9970. Or better yet, use the free Civic Media app. And so, Emily, you'll be back with me right around 8:10. We have some more fun things to talk about. We're going to get Ben Bromley in here for Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Awesome. Love, Ben.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza
Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pizza Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving to you and to others. So stop by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, and make someone's holiday a little brighter.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We just had a late birthday get texted in. It is Margie Baxter's birthday. Happy birthday to Margie from Greg. Needed to pass Adam one along quickly, Ben. We've got the infamous, the one and only Ben Bromley. How are you doing this morning?
I am great, Dave. I'm always happy to wait for Margie Baxter. She comes first.
Yes, she does. You know, she outshined you today, Ben.
I'm easily outshined.
Likewise. So how are you doing today?
Doing great, Dave. Ready to talk about all our fine weekend events. How about you?
I am doing great. I'm looking forward to the weekend already. Let's talk about what's going on this weekend.
All right. So this is a big one. Starting tonight, I should say resuming tonight.
Resuming
the
tonight.
The Theater Guild's presentation of the musical Something Rotten continues. It opened last weekend, and if you've been paying any attention to social media, you'll see it's getting rave reviews. It's going to continue this weekend, so it's going to be tonight, Friday night, Saturday night. Those performances are at 7:30. There will also be a matinee Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Al Ringling Theater. It's a musical comedy about the Renaissance times, William Shakespeare, Nostradamus. It's a good time.
It's going to be a great show, and it should really be something fantastic.
Yeah, it's not at all rotten.
No, it's not. So get out and see that. It's the final weekend for that.
This is actually a big night, Dave. So not only do we have Something Rotten, we have the Dave Potter Blues Band going to be performing at the Wine Bar at Kanamichi. That's going to be tonight from 6 until 8. And as if that isn't enough, we have one of my personal favorites that I can never get to because of conflicts, but I got to try this sometime. Adult Lego Night.
That's cool.
Yeah, right? It's going to be at the library from 6:30 to 7:30. It's just what it sounds like. Adults getting together for free time to build and design with Legos.
That would be a lot of fun. That is almost up here in my alley, to be brutally honest.
we'll do that one together one of these nights.
Yes, we should.
All right, well, spinning things forward to Saturday, we got a big Saturday. All right, so we got some live music. We've got Derek Buckley performing Saturday afternoon at Broken Bottle Winery from 1:30 to 4:30. And we also have an event that is near and dear to my heart. We have the Christmas tree lighting concert at Outlets at the Dells. So they're going to have a bunch of great musical performers getting you in the holiday spirit. And yours truly will be the MC. That's at Outlets at the Dells from 2 until 5 on Saturday. So we're going to have not only the music, we're going to have the big guy. We're going to have Santa. This is my annual opportunity to get in good and put in a good word with the big guy. We're going to have reindeer. They're going to have the whole works. So that's a great way to kick off your holiday season at the Outlet Mall.
And I know you've been on your best behavior. Well, I don't know that for sure.
Reports vary on that, Dave.
Yeah, I'll just text your other half.
So that's Saturday afternoon, and rolling forward, we've got some more live music. We have Andy Braun performing at Balanced Rock Winery from 4 until 6:30 Saturday. And one more, it's kind of a trifecta of wine emporiums and live music. They're having a big event Saturday night at Kanamichi. So they're going to have live music by Emmy Castro, who's a world-class Peruvian Creole singer. She's going to be performing along with some special guests. That's going to be from 8 until 10 at Kanamichi in downtown Baraboo Saturday night.
Sounds like a great weekend for music.
Certainly is. So those are the highlights, Dave. We did mention that the musical will be taking place not only tonight, but Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. We kind of gave it one plug, but it is kind of four performances in one.
Yeah, you got to get out and see that. It's at the Al Ringling Theater. You can get tickets at alringling.org to see that wonderful event. I know the Baraboo Theater Guild puts a lot of work in to make this production happen, and they want to take a moment to thank all their sponsors as well that have helped sponsor the shows. Again, tonight, Friday night, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. at the historic Al Ringling Theater, and then on Sunday at 2 p.m. for the matinee, Something Rotten, presented by the Baraboo Theater Guild. It's a great show. I've heard a lot about it, and if I get a chance to get over and see it, I want to go see it because
I can personally
it is
attest.
Something
well,
fantastic.
Well worth your while. You bet. And Dave, can you believe it? Next weekend, we're going to be talking about the Christmas light parade already.
I know we are. Well, I've been talking about it already because we're trying to make a lot of things happen. As you heard the big announcement, we are moving to downtown Baraboo. We'll be in the Great Day building.
I got a sneak peek at your cushy new digs, and I saw Dave Grant's corner office overlooking the square. It's quite luxurious.
I was trying to keep that one on the deal. Yeah, I'm going to love my new office. I'm going to admit that right now. I love my new office. They're working to finish that. Hopefully next week we'll be able to
do stuff. I saw there was a beer fridge, a popcorn machine, big screen TV, a big old sofa. Living the dream, Dave.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I will say it's going to be great because we're going to broadcast live from downtown Baraboo next Saturday night. We'll start a little before 6 p.m. We're bringing in some infamous parade host as well. So we're looking forward to that. They will be in the building in the warmth. We are going to go all first class for our guests on Saturday night.
Good for you, Dave. Glad to hear it.
Yes, we want them warm. We've had traditionally some cold light parades. I've been doing a little forecasting. I'm still kind of up in the air what's going to happen on Saturday. It's too far to tell yet. So we'll keep an eye on it. So, Ben, you'll be back with us next Thursday to tell us about Weekends Are Best. Going to be a busy one next Thursday, I suspect.
Sure will. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Ben, for joining us from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. For all the events going on in the Baraboo area, go to baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. As mentioned, we have a big birthday on the Run DMC side of things. Thank you, Rob, for your request. Here is Walk This Way, Aerosmith and Run DMC on Max FM.
Neighbor,
yeah,
the door.